And you've no doubt heard about the death of federal security guard David Patrick Underwood, killed last month in a drive-by shooting while guarding a federal building in Oakland, blocks from the Black Lives Matter protest. Law and Order conservatives seized on his death as an example of violence from protesters or the anti-fascist group Antifa. But this week, a white, active-duty member of the military with ties to a far-right anti-government network called the Boogaloo Movement was charged with Underwood's murder. The suspect, Stephen Carrillo, is also charged with killing another officer who came to arrest him for the Underwood killing. And he's part of a wave of right-wing extremists openly saying they're taking advantage of this protest moment to fan unrest. Armed counter-protesters have been showing up at police violence protests. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Monday, a protester was shot, and a militia called the New Mexico Civil Guard is now under scrutiny by police, who, it should be noted, in many cases are trying to protect protesters from these far right-wing extremists and protect themselves as well. Let's unpack all of this with Ben Collins, who covers disinformation, extremism, and the internet for NBC News. Hi, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
And start with what the FBI is saying about Stephen Carrillo, active duty Air Force at Travis Air Force Base, a member of the Boogaloo. We've done reporting on the Boogaloo movement. We'll link you to it. They would like to see not just a race war, but they want to kill police.
Right. A lot of these people want to see a civil war, regardless of if it's a race war or not. They are anti-government extremists that, you know, in some cases, it doesn't have to do with race at all. In some cases, it has to do with what they view to be government overreach in general. For example, Carrillo here, a week after he killed that federal officer, he killed another police officer in an ambush. He actually shot two police officers. And before he was apprehended, he wrote on the hood of a car, Boog, which is short for Boogaloo. And he also wrote this other phrase that is tied to this man from 2004, who they called the Killdozer, who mowed down literally an entire town, 13 buildings, over a zoning ordinance. He has become sort of a hero in that movement. So that is sort of separate of race. Now, you know, racism plays a huge part into it. You don't relitigate the Civil War unless you want a different outcome. If you want a different outcome in the Civil War, you still have slavery. So it takes a bunch of anti-government factions all throughout the internet, and it gives them basically, it's a cute sounding name, which allows it to look like it's been defanged, but really it's more dangerous than ever.
Yeah. And by the way, the phrase that Carrillo wrote on his car that referenced that other man was, "I became unreasonable." We know that his wife committed suicide a few years ago. His lawyer says that he hasn't recovered from that.
Yeah. You know, really, this is a tale of a man who was radicalized on the internet in every way. He found his accomplice, this guy named Robert Justice, in a Boogaloo Facebook group. And he said to him, you know, "It's time to go. We have mobs of angry people to use to our advantage." He's talking about protesters at these Black Lives Matter protests. He's trying to radicalize those people into a fight with the police.
By the way, you mentioned Facebook. Facebook told you at NBC News that they have taken these groups off algorithms. So in other words, they may not recommend this group to you. Oh, thank you. But they're not going to take them off Facebook?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we asked them about this actually a couple of weeks ago. We asked them about this before these things took place. In Las Vegas, three other people who identified as part of the Boogaloo movement said they were going to do basically the same thing in Las Vegas. They had, you know, a cache of weapons, cache of explosives. One of them had posts on Facebook saying he wanted to basically foment the race war right now. So we asked them about that. And they said, "Look, you know, we're keeping this on the site, but we're going to take it away from the recommendations algorithm," which sounds like nothing. But in a lot of these instances, people were starting off in libertarian groups or Tea Party groups or gun groups. And they were finding their way just through that little thing on the right sidebar on Facebook, finding their way into these extremist Boogaloo groups. And then over the course of a month, they may have been radicalized. That may have been what happened here. And you know what? This isn't a censorship issue necessarily. They take down every ISIS post that has ever existed before we even see it. So there is sort of a double standard here that has not really been accounted for.
Mm. Well, we're reading story after story of armed militias showing up at protests, gunmen taking rooftop positions at a march in the small town of Omak, Washington. This week in Troy, New York, police say they arrested heavily armed men and found in one of their vehicles a militia manual for the New England Minutemen militia. Are they part of Boogaloo? Or are they? Who are they?
all of these groups, they could be part of a Boogaloo movement. This is more of like an ethos than it is a strict group of people. It's not like the KKK. It's not like a group that meets up and they all wear the same clothes, although they are starting to do that. They're all starting to wear Hawaiian shirts as part of a long-running gag they have. But they are feeding off an already existing ecosystem of anti-government extremism and white power. So, for example, in New Mexico, where there was that shooting at a protest a couple days ago, that militia in New Mexico, their leader pledged sort of allegiance to the Boog movement beforehand. It's those sorts of groups, it's three percenters, it's all of these groups, sovereign citizens, that have been around for years and years. And now they have a unifying force, right? They have just a standard term that they can use on Facebook and all these other places as a signifier, as a way to say, hey, look, I'm part of this group.
We are reading about the tiny town of Bethel, Ohio, about 2,800 people. 80 or so of them were having a Black Lives Matter protest on Sunday when over 700 counter-protesters showed up. These are motorcycle gangs, Back the Blue supporters. It's one thing to have people who support the police, but also people carrying rifles, bats, clubs. What is your sense of how dangerous this is? Because we know that President Trump has positioned the left or members of Antifa as fomenting violence, but NPR and other news agencies have looked at arrest records. Most of the people arrested for any kind of violence in all of these protests are local. They don't have ties to Antifa. What is the sense of how much danger is being presented by these militias on the right?
So we did the story about Klamath Falls in Oregon last week, how these local towns hear of these buses full of Antifa coming from people like their local sheriff, for example. And they will spread these rumors by word of mouth in real life and on Facebook and on Nextdoor. And by the end of the day, you have dozens of armed people around a county courthouse or something and no one for them to fight. And they don't take that as, you know, we may have gotten this wrong. Our information ecosystem is bad. We need some more local news. They take it as we fought off these people. You know, they'll come back one day.
Ben Collins, again, you and your colleagues have been terrific in covering this story of disinformation and extremism. But just wondering, there's another disturbing storyline, nooses that have been found in Harlem, in Birmingham, Alabama. And then two men found hanging in Southern California. Their families absolutely think they were lynched. Officials first said suicide in both cases, and now they're taking a closer look. Do you see anything in your research of these right-wing militia groups that would say that this would be something they would start doing?
You know, I don't want to make any accusations. I will say it would be sort of out of keeping with the Boogaloo movement, who is really singularly focused on carrying out at least fictionalized war against the government to create a second society. So this would be an incredibly drastic step by somebody in that movement. I really can't envision it. But, you know, these people are trying to start something. They have manifestos that are built on the idea of victimizing non-white people. I don't want to rule anything out, but I don't know enough. I will say that I have... a few weeks ago, I called Facebook. And I said, look, I hate being right about this stuff. If you guys don't step up, you and YouTube specifically, if you guys don't step up here, it's going to get really bad really quickly. And they didn't. It is, it's devastating to consistently know what's next in this beat. I'm sorry for... talking like this, but it's a recurring nightmare that you just get used to, unfortunately.
Well, maybe getting it out there might reduce the possibility. Ben Collins, who covers disinformation, extremism, and the internet for NBC, will link you to his reporting for NBCNews.com at hereandnow.org. Ben, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure thing.
So let's listen again, hereandnow.org.